Hello, and welcome to your bi-weekly Sexy Time podcast with Amado Bustos. No, wait, wrong week. This is Who Burned My Toast presents MusicCast number 17. This week's soundtrack is brought to you by Capcom. We're going to be listening to the amazing music from Mega Man X. In my opinion, the best Mega Man game up to date. Oh crap, I'm going to get hate mail for that, aren't I? Let's just get this party started. Mega Man X, known in Japan as Rockman X, is a video game developed by Capcom for the Super Nintendo Entertainment System, the SNES. It is the first Mega Man game for the 16-bit system and the first game in the Mega Man X series, a spin-off of the original Mega Man, which began on the SNES 8-bit predecessor, the Nintendo Entertainment System. Mega Man X was first published in Japan on December 12, 1993. And was released in both North America and Europe shortly thereafter. Developed by Capcom, published by Majesco, produced by Tokoro Fujiwara, art by Keiji Inafune, Hayato Kaji, Iki Tazaki, Tatsuya Yoshikawa, written by Keiji Inafune, music composed by Setsuo Yamamoto, Makoto Tomozawa, Yuki Iwai, Yuko Takehara, and Toshihiko Horiyama. If you notice, a lot of this music seems very rock-like, and the reason that is because his name is Rockman. So there you go. Mega Man X is actually the first Mega Man that I personally played through and really enjoyed. It wasn't that I had any special disliking for the originals. I just never owned any of them, nor did I know anyone else who did. When I finally got a hold of this one, it was because my really good friend Derek Vermin, which you all know from the other podcasts, well, he let me borrow it and even told me how to get the final Hadouken special move, a move that could kill anything and everything in one single blow. Mega Man X was also the first game in which a really awesome character that has become one of my favorite characters in the whole series, Zero. Zero is to Mega Man what Ken is to Ryu. By that I mean, sure, Zero can also shoot projectiles, but they're secondary to his main weapon, a lightsaber-esque weapon. He's not a usable character in X, but his popularity from just appearing in Mega Man X granted him his own series, Mega Man Zero. At a special event in TGS 2007, Inafune revealed that he was actually not wholly responsible for the creation of the Mega Man character, that most of the work had already been done by his mentor when he first joined Capcom. His first real character, completely designed by him, was Zero, which he created as a redesign for Mega Man. Later, realizing that no fans would accept Zero as the new Mega Man, he had another designer create a new version of Mega Man, but he'd give Zero all the best scenes in the game. This has been MusicCast episode 17. Thank you for listening, and remember, if you have a video game soundtrack you would like us to give the MusicCast treatment to, email us, whoburnmytoast@gmail.com. Come check out the blog, www.whoburnmytoast.blogspot.com, and do visit our Facebook page, facebook.com/whoburnmytoast. We're always putting up links and cool stuff. Well, okay, I'll be honest. The best links always come from the community members like yourselves. Anyway, have a great week.